I'm really pleased. Well, the whole team are really pleased. It's something that's been going on for a significant period of time. It's affected a lot of people, a lot of villages, and it's nice to have got a result. So we've had farmers, dog walkers, horse riders, people just going about their daily business that have come across them, quite rightly been kind of alarmed, upset by it, and have made contact with us. On average, there'll probably be around 10, 15, 20 images scattered along certain roads, which obviously across a period of time makes a takes it into the hundreds. So because kind of the time period that happened, we've had quite a bit of support from the public and also the community safety team, which are part of Rutland County Council, both of which have been kind of pivotal in us getting our results. So that's really appreciated. We've caught up with this person. They were arrested, interviewed, and the decision was taken. We'd issue a conditional caution. I know probably a lot of you are already aware of kind of the process we have to go through, be it community resolutions, cautions, charges to court, and then court disposals. So in this circumstances and due to other information that we're aware of, the conditional caution was the most appropriate action to take. I've had a few people kind of make contact directly with us that have raised concerns because they were worried that they might be targeting certain people, it might be revenge porn, or there's wider concerns for vulnerable people within the community. I just want to reassure people that throughout that investigation, none of those boxes were ticked, none of those things were identified, and there doesn't need to be any wider concern.